I want to thank our worship team for coming up Saturday. I think you were here last night setting up, and appreciate them serving us this morning. It's nice to have a full worship team here here at Nickel Hall. Hey, we're going to open the scriptures together. We're going to be in Matthew 18, and we'll come to that in just a moment. But before we open the scriptures together, I was thinking this week that I really want to tell you why we're doing what we're doing this summer, why we're spending time in Bible studies together in the format that we're doing it, because I actually feel this is a really important time for us as a church, not just summer break, let's do things a little differently, be a little more casual, which is great, but I actually have two motives in doing what we're doing. And the first one is, frankly, an equipping motive. That we want to be an equipping church. And this Bible study method that we're adopting and learning together this summer, this is actually one of the most effective evangelism tools anywhere in the world right now. This is what is lighting fires of evangelism in developing countries. These simple Bible study questions are part of one of the most significant church planting movements in a number of countries right now. So this is so easy that a new believer can invite people into their home and study the scriptures together and see their family and friends come to Christ. It's that simple and it's that effective. And the nature of the questions that we're asking each week, it means that this Bible study method actually spreads like yeast, which, if you think about it, is exactly what Jesus said the kingdom of God would be like, that it would spread simply by contact and by, like yeast, spreading to other people. And so by simply gathering people into your homes and into their homes, and by asking these four simple questions of the Bible, and the questions, again, are these. Number one, what does the passage teach us about God? Really simple. Number two, what does this passage teach us about men and women? What does it teach us about ourselves? And then number three, this one's really important. What changes do I need to make in my life based on the scripture? And then the fourth question is where the yeast comes in. The fourth question is where the yeast comes in. Who am I going to tell what I learned today? That's the really important question. Who am I going to tell? Because that takes it out of your home. And one of the values of our church, as you know, of Mountain Park, is that we want to equip disciples to be effective in the places that they live, learn, work, and play. And this summer, we're focusing particularly on the places that we're playing, campgrounds and taking time off together. But we're spending time with people this summer. And if any of those people want to know more about the scripture or about Christ, you now have a very simple tool, an entry point for people that you can study the Bible together with people in your own home. So it really is that simple, and it's effective for evangelism. The second reason I feel this is so important has to do with the resiliency of the church. One of the things that the past, I guess, 3 or 4 years now, the COVID pandemic did for us, one of the ways it served the church, if I could put it that way, was by exposing how vulnerable the North American church is to unexpected disruptions. We're pretty good when we're in control of anything, but when something comes up, like a pandemic, we found ourselves being very vulnerable. The North American church typically puts so much of our time, our energy, our finances into the delivery of a Sunday morning product. And we want it to be good. And so we have professional teachers and we have professional musicians and worship leaders. And we've grown accustomed to eating at this really rich buffet of teaching and worship every week. Well, the pandemic exposed how vulnerable the church is when so much depends on the preparations of the professionals to lead us on Sunday morning. Jesus, when he was describing the church to Peter and the disciples, He said that when the church is really firing on all cylinders, he says the gates of hell will not be able to stand up against it. Man, and I picture this evil kingdom and the kingdom of God stepping in and taking ground and being so powerful. And yet, here we are that a virus almost knocked us out of the game. And you think, what is it about our church that makes us so vulnerable? And what would make us resilient? And in my mind, a resilient church is one where every disciple, every believer, every follower of Christ is empowered to open the scriptures with others. And you know what? You do that and then take away the Sunday morning church with a pandemic or for whatever reason. And what happens? Well, the church just adapts. We move into homes. We're equipped. We're ready to do it. And then take away the homes. You can't do that anymore. Well, the church would just adapt again. We'd meet in twos or threes and coffee shops or wherever you want to meet at work. You could even take away religious freedom in our country and the church would simply go underground. There's nothing that can stop the church when people are equipped. The church is resilient when we are that kind of church. Now, I am no prophet, okay? I have no insight into what God's going to do in the future, nothing like that. But I will say that I think we would agree that this world is being stressed and challenged in ways that we probably haven't seen in our generation. And whether it's economic stress or whether it's war, climate change, you know, you watch the news and you've got forest fires and drought in Alberta. And I just don't think any of us know. We can't predict what the next big disruption for the church is going to be. We just don't know what's coming. But I do think about our resiliency more than I ever have before. We do know that in the last days, Christ said that there will be serious persecution for the church. And again, that the church will need to adapt, will have to be resilient. And again, I have no insight into the return of Christ. I'm not saying he's coming soon. I have no idea. Jesus actually said that it's because we don't know when he's coming that we need to be ready all the time. And so for me, Jesus' teaching about his return is that the church needs to be resilient in every season. And so to me, that's why I want to do what we're doing over these summer months. To equip every believer so that any one of you can open the scriptures with friends, neighbors, family in your home and be equipped to do that. And second, that if some unforeseen force comes against the church in the coming years, that the church actually would be resilient, that we could hold on to the mission of the church no matter what the future holds. And so those, again, are my convictions about why we're doing this. Frankly, I love the casual nature of it as well, and I think it fits who we are, our personality as a church. But I would hate for you to see this as anything less than a really intentional equipping time. And so as we open the scriptures this morning, we're going to be in Matthew 18. It's called the parable of the unforgiving servant. I want you to engage in such a way that we're not just doing this together, but we're actually learning how to do this together. So we're in Matthew chapter 18 this morning, verses 21 to 35.